This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. Ohio Democrats are working to make a difference in the upcoming state elections. Joining me to talk about it, WVXU's politics reporter, Howard Wilkinson. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
You wrote in your column on WVXU.org yesterday that 2018 could be a make or a break year for Ohio Democrats. Why?
I think so, because if you look back to the last two statewide elections, the 2010, 2014, they were just wiped out. They just got completely wiped out. And then you look at last year, presidential election year, Donald Trump won Ohio. Nobody expected that. And he won it by a fairly large margin. That does not help the Democrats at all. Now, the one thing that they do have going for them is a little bit of history. And history says that a midterm election, you know, in a presidency tends to help the opposition party to the president. And that could mean a good year for the Democrats, maybe.
So will the conditions be right in Ohio next year for one party or the other to succeed?
Marianne, it's really hard to tell. I mean, it all depends on Donald Trump and how popular he is and how successful he might be as president. A lot of it always in Ohio depends upon the economy and the financial state of Ohio government. That will have a whole lot to do with it, and that's sort of up to Governor Kasich, the lame duck governor, and the legislature to try to manage that.
Now, Ohioans will elect a new governor. What's the lineup of candidates on the Democratic side and the Republicans?
Well, on the Democratic side, you have Connie Pillage, the state representative from Montgomery. She got into the race several weeks ago. Joe Schiavone, who was, up until last week, the Senate minority leader, he is now running full-time for governor. Betty Sutton, the former congresswoman, she worked in the Obama administration and is considered a very good campaigner and very good fundraiser. She's announced that she's running. I expect Dayton Mayor Nan Whaley to jump into this any day now, and she would be a very interesting candidate, too.
And on the Republican side?
Well, on the Republican side, you've got Mike DeWine, who is a very well-known name. He's the Attorney General now. He's been a United States Senator. John Husted, the Secretary of State, Mary Taylor, Lieutenant Governor, Jim Renacci, a congressman, who is taking on those people who are much better well-known names statewide. But Renacci can raise a whole lot of money and I think can make an impression. So they're going to have a tough primary on their side.
Does either side have an advantage right now?
Right now, I think the Democrats are kind of banking on a desire for change and a desire to get away from the status quo. You know, they've had almost 8 years of John Kasich now. Maybe they're looking for something different. And the candidates on the Democratic side are certainly different.
Okay, that's one way to describe it.
Yeah.
What about Senator Sherrod Brown? Outside of one Ohio Supreme Court member, Bill O'Neill, he's the only Democrat holding a statewide office, and he's up for re-election next year. What are his chances?
They're going to go after him with everything they've got. They're going to go after him with millions and millions of dollars, and Josh Mandel, the state treasurer, is the most likely candidate to run against him. It's going to be one of the most watched Senate races in the country. Now, I think Sherrod Brown is in fairly good shape because his favorability ratings are pretty high, and he is a pretty good fundraiser. But, it'll be a tough battle for him, too.
So what if the Democrats get swept in all of the statewide constitutional offices for the third election year in a row? What does that mean for the party?
Well, I don't think there's any conclusion you can draw except that Ohio has, become a red state. And it could stay that way for quite some time. And the Democrats are going to be up against it to try to figure out a way to break that cycle. This is their best chance, and they may not have another chance for quite a while.
Howard, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's politics reporter. He joins me each Monday at this time. You can read his column and his stories at WVXU.org.